With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Quiet optimism that deal may be coming soon. Israel and Hamas preparing for indirect negotiations in Egypt Monday, and hopes are rising for a ceasefire in Gaza. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says a hostage release could be announced this week. Tuesday will mark 2 years since the Hamas attack that sparked the war. President Trump has been pressuring both Israel and Hamas to end the fighting. United States Navy celebrating birthday number 250 with a special guest Sunday in Virginia.
And it's a true honor to be here with the thousands of our nation's finest sailors at the largest naval facility in the entire world. It's the largest, and I would say more importantly, it's the best, okay? It's both the Norfolk Naval Base. Thank you very much. The largest, and it's the best.
Government shutdown goes on and on. Interior Secretary Doug Burgum says the shutdown makes little economic sense.
There's one estimate that basically we're costing the U.S. economy about $1 billion a day, $7 billion a week. You add that up. I mean, it's, you know, for a while, and then all of a sudden you start knocking, you know, tenths of percents off of our GDP. So it's self-inflicted economic harm.
Well, Democrats are demanding an extension in health care subsidies in exchange for their votes on a temporary spending bill. The Republicans say they will not negotiate on the clean bill, which keeps government spending roughly at current levels. Bloodshed in the Lone Star State. Three people have been shot and killed in West Dallas. No arrest as yet. In South Texas, authorities say a mother shot her four children, killing two of them. This is SRN News. Well, the Trump administration has a warning for some states.
The Department of Health and Human Services has told 46 states to remove all references to gender ideology in their federally funded Personal Responsibility Education Program, or PREP, education materials within 60 days or face loss of federal funding. Acting Assistant Secretary Andrew Grattison says federal funds will not be used to poison the minds of the next generation or advance dangerous ideological agendas. I'm Bill Alexander.
A new national survey from Arizona Christian University's Cultural Research Center finds most Americans remain deeply confused about the nature of sin, with many actually rejecting biblical definitions, even refusing to call themselves sinners. Dr. George Barna says he finds these results spiritually dangerous. This is SRN News. This time of the year, there are some big pumpkins. Then there are some really big pumpkins. In fact, one that is almost unheard of. Correspondent Ed Donahue says, don't even think about trying to pick this one up.
In Wappingers Falls, New York, Tony Scott's pumpkin is a whopper.
It's measuring about 1,900 pounds.
Plant scientist Alika Borsuk says they don't have as much competition in the pumpkin patch.
They take off all the other growing pumpkins, so each plant only has one pumpkin that it's funneling all of its sugar water and resources into.
Scott's pumpkin took third place this year, but growing them isn't easy.
Anything can happen with this thing. It could crack, it could blow out the rear of it.
The keys to pumpkin success: water, nutrients, and care. I'm Ed Donahue.
And more details at srnnews.com.